podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which says, "Now, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together to him, we ask you, brothers, not to be quickly shaken in mind or alarmed, either by a spirit or a spoken word or a letter seeming to be from us, to the extent that the day of the Lord has come." Anytime I preach on a Sunday morning, I'm always amazed at how quickly I run out of time. God's Word is such a rich book. You can pull an amazing amount of study and application from even one verse. So trying to adequately cover 12 verses in 40 minutes or so is tricky. Which is why having a podcast the following week is so helpful. I can go back to the things that I didn't get to cover on Sunday morning. For instance, verse 1 is talking about a beautiful and climactic event in the future life of the church that will include us. When Christ returns, we will all be gathered together with him. This is obvious, but the glorious picture we see here is that we will also all be gathered together. The word for brothers, in verse 1, I'm going to say this wrong, is adelphoi, which refers to siblings in a family, and could just as easily be translated brothers and sisters. All of us who are part of God's family will be gathered together one day to be with Christ forever and to be with each other forever. Now, this might bring some conflicting emotions in some of us. Of course, I want to go be with Jesus, but do you mean to tell me I'm going to have to be with Ted and Alicia for all of eternity too? Robert might be living down the golden street from me. I might have to eat dinner next to Marge. A quick reminder that we see in this passage both of the two most important commandments reach their consummation. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Love God and love people. And when we are gathered together with Christ, gone will be all of those character flaws and sin and brokenness and shortness of vision that makes it difficult to live together sometimes. We will be in perfect fellowship with God and each other. What my Pillar New Testament commentary points out rightly is when we gather together on a Sunday morning, we are rehearsing for that day. We are gathered together as brothers and sisters to meet with God, to praise and to worship him together, to fellowship with one another, to remind our heads and our hearts what our ultimate destiny is and what our focus should be. So this Sunday, when we gather together in worship, let's remember this is only a taste of what eternity will be like. And let's do our best to worship and to fellowship like we will on that day. God, thank you for these small reminders from your word about what our purpose is, what our end is, what our goals should be. Lord, help us to fix our eyes on you, the author and perfecter of our faith. God, help us to focus our attention not on earthly things, but above, where Christ is, at the right hand of God, to remember where we will spend eternity. God, and help us to do our part to live that out, to rehearse for that now, even and especially when we gather together on a Sunday morning to worship you, to meet with you. Pray that you would do this in our lives for our good and for your glory. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.